Andy Billig has been in the state Senate since 2010 and has served as minority whip and both deputy minority and deputy majority leader. He now steps up to the position as majority leader. He says that that should put him in a good place to work on issues important to Spokane.
My first priority is my constituents from Spokane. I work for them. They've elected me, and they're my bosses.
Billig says a major priority in the next session will be agreement on a two-year operating budget for the state, and that will include prioritizing work not finalized with the so-called McCleary decision, where the legislature dialed in major funding for education. Billig feels much can be done by working on early learning.
If we invest in high-quality early learning, we not only help change the trajectory of a child's life, but we also help to save taxpayers' money, because a child that gets high-quality early learning is going to be a more productive citizen later in life, less likely to be in jail, less likely to be on public assistance, more likely to have a productive job and pay their fair share.
And he says a report by the education superintendent on special education should provide a roadmap to more ways that that can be improved.
We now have that report back, and based on that report, I think we will make some policy changes to make special education funding easier to access for school districts and for families, and I believe we will increase the funding for special education.
Andy Billig also hopes more can be done for health care, but he likes to think of the priority as health rather than fixing health problems.
Then how do we help people to be healthy and not need health care? And that's very broad. That's looking at active transportation, so people that want to walk or bike have easy, safe ways to do that. It's looking at school nutrition.
The Washington legislative session will begin January the 8th. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.